Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM, Shir number 156. We're talking about the daily interactions in marriage, daily building number tool number two, which is to judge favorably. To judge your wife favorably, we started to talk about it in the last Shir. We're going to continue. The Pirkei Avos have it done. Es kol adam lekav zchus. Es kol adam, really the tiefkeit of the words is, the depth of the words is, es kol, judge the whole person. Meaning in your wife, she's a, like all human beings, is a complex combination of many traits, many strengths and weaknesses, good days and bad days. And you see any trait or behavior out of context of the whole person, it'll lead you to judge her negatively. So as an example, here's an example of a wife. My wife was 35 years old. She's a daughter of a Holocaust survivors. Her mother suffered from lifelong depression and was barely functional. Her father was also deeply scarred. My wife's only sister had psychological issues and lived in a group home. My wife managed to survive her childhood and came out healthy and successful, but sometimes, especially when she's under pressure, she had bouts of yelling and crying. So my knee-jerk response as a husband was to get defensive, but then I stopped and tried to judge the whole person. My wife is a devoted homemaker and mother. She tries her best. Her unstable periods are the fault of Hitler, Yimach Shemai, not her own. Now, that doesn't mean that, you could work through things and everyone could try to get better, but there is a tremendous dan lekav zchus when you take into account background factors of why your wife may behave the way that she behaves in certain ways that bother you. And we'll give some of those factors now. Number one is hormones. A woman's fluctuating mood and behaviors are often a result of their monthly hormones, their pregnancy hormones, their nursing hormones, hormonal changes of menopause, all of those things. It's not a small thing. And when you see that moodiness or upsetness, recognize that the hormones are definitely a big factor in contributing to that. Or job stresses. If your wife works, you may be unaware of the deadlines that she has and the pressures that she has in her job. Sometimes her extended family can create pressures, her parents' health, or some difficulties with her siblings' marriages, or some finances, or she can't share it with you, and difficult things in her family that she has difficulty because of that in coping in the normal household things when things are going on like that, or triggers from her past. This, we all have trauma from the past that may unconsciously be linked to present behaviors. And so we don't know the whole person. So we have to admit that we don't know. And there are often good reasons for bad behaviors. Not that we shouldn't improve them and work towards it, but to recognize your wife as a package deal. So as an example, let's say your wife has ADHD. So we know the downsides of it. Not being on time for appointments, procrastinating, not following through tasks. But what's the positive side of ADHD? They're usually playful. They're usually creative. They're usually resilient. They're often very productive. So it's a package deed. Every character trait has its milus and chesronos. You want to reject the downside of it? You can judge favorably the upside of it. Every weakness has a strength. Every strength has a weakness. So you judge the person as a whole person. So your strength, for example, may be that you're quick to understand. But it may have a weakness there because of the fact that you have that mila of being quick to understand, you're impatient with those who are slower to understand. Or your wife's weakness may be that she's slower to react, but she has a strength that she keeps calm under pressure. So when you recognize this big yisoid that we are saying right now, that every weakness contains a strength that enables you to judge the entire person. So before you negatively judge your wife's bad trait, remember that it contains hidden strengths that you can benefit from. So let's give a few examples over here. Here are some answers wives gave when they think about the weaknesses in their strengths and the weaknesses of their husband. So here's an example. Listen carefully. All of these examples will help you learn to see the other side of things in a most positive way. So a wife said, my strength is that I'm spiritual, but my weakness is that I'm not so practical. My husband is more practical, and the weakness is that he isn't spiritually inclined. So again, you see both sides of it, and we take the best of both sides. My strength is creativity, which means weakness and lack of focus. My husband has the weakness of inflexibility, but it contains the strength of keeping us on track. Or another example. My strength is I'm a fast thinker, but my weakness is impatience. My husband's weakness is that he calculates every move slowly, but his strength is that he's a good financial planner. Or my strength is my expressive ability, but my weakness is I'm quick to speak without thinking. My husband's weakness is that he may be too mellow, but his strength is that he's calm during emergencies or when I'm upset. Another one. My strength is that I'm organized, which contains a weakness because I'm intense in that organization. My husband's weakness is that he has ADD, he's disorganized, and he doesn't finish chores, but it contains a strength that he's more laid back, takes life more slowly, more relaxed, more kind. Or my strength is that I'm very sensitive, which contains a weakness of feeling hurt very often. My husband's weakness is that he isn't so emotional and sensitive, but it contains a strength that he is strong, he can make decisions, and he gets things done. He shows his caring by that efficiency. Or another one here. My strength is that I'm very understanding of other people, which contains a weakness that I bend over backwards to help other people at the expense of my own family. My husband's weakness is that he's very territorial, but it contains the strength that he achieved in a lot of his personal goals over the years. So you see from here that you could take the Mila and see the chesaron and see the Mila as a whole package deal, that even the chesaron you know how to deal with in a kind way. Another example, my strength is that I'm tolerant and easygoing. My weakness is that I have a hard time setting boundaries or being on schedule. My husband's weakness is that he sets very firm and strong boundaries and he doesn't forgive when someone says something that offends him. His strength, though, is that he's disciplined in many things, especially with his time and with his money, and we have no debts, and he's extremely loyal in his discipline to me, and good and kind in his discipline to me. My strength, as an example, I have good intuition, but it contains a weakness that I don't really want to see the other person's perspective. My husband's weakness is that he has a difficult time making decisions, but he has the strength and patience to do a lot of research and gather information with a lot of knowledge. Or here's another example. My strength is spontaneity, and my weakness is disastrous time management. My husband's strength is patience, but his weakness is that he's slow to transition. Another example, my strength is perseverance, which contains the weakness of stubbornness. And my husband's weakness is being slow to react, but that contains the strength of weighing possibilities in order to choose the right one. And finally, the last one that's mentioned here, is my strength is to see possibilities and potential and creative solutions. And my weakness is the focus and discipline and following through. My husband's weakness is seeing things in black and white. There's only one way, but his strength is getting things done and making things happen. So a lot of what we said here, by the way, helps greatly if you review the shiurim that we gave on personality types of MBTI. At the time of this recording, we didn't yet do the Enneagram, but Be'ez Hashem, we hope to do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. The idea behind both personality types and the purpose of learning them, one of the main purposes of learning them, L'shem Shemayim, to help in your Avodas Hashem, is exactly this, to realize that every personality type has their unique strengths that we should appreciate and value, has its potential weaknesses as a result of those strengths that we need to be tolerant of and understanding of. Now, does that mean that we sit still and not work on ourselves? Of course, that doesn't mean that. In other words, all of us have that combination of strength and weaknesses. We do need to work on our weaknesses. In other words, if I have a midah one way and I need to work on the other side of it, the Rambam talks about it in Hilchos Deos. We do go to the other side of it and work towards that opposite end so that we could integrate both sides of that into our personality. Yes, if someone is too disciplined and too organized and too tough and too rigid, yeah, they need to work on their amida of being more spontaneous, more relaxed. So it's not easy, but everyone needs to work on those midas. So we're not saying that your spouse doesn't need to work on things or that you don't need to work on things. We all need to work on things. But the idea, though, is to look at the whole picture and to have that don lekavschos. Ironically and paradoxically, if you give the benefit of the doubt, then what happens is with this don lekavschos, with this giving the benefit of the doubt, you open up the room for growth. If you look at your wife with an ayin toiva, you see the strengths that she has. She's overly kind and giving, spontaneous, loving. But at the same time, she's disorganized and things that's a flag and it's hard to get things done and she's late and all that. You see it as a big package. You see that these chesrinas are a result, really, of these milas. Now, of course, by giving her that ayin toiva and working through it together with an ayin toiva, and she on her own realizes also, and she feels good about herself and her positive feedback from her husband and all of that, she will work on her own to work on those weaker parts of her personality, just as we need to work on ours. It goes both ways. So with ourselves, it works the same way. When we see our own strengths, we can't be arrogant about it. When we see our own weaknesses as a result of those strengths, the other side of it, we should not bash ourselves. We have to have that healthy balance of knowing our milas and our chasrinas together, giving each other ourselves the benefit of the doubt, but not in a way that's complacent, we're okay the way we are, but to push us to strive to go forward and to work on our midas and to integrate our midas and combine our midas. Again, but we can't be our wife's mashkiach on this. We have to look with an ayin taiva, not be don lekavschos, recognize that the weakness is coming from an inherent strength that's within. That's maybe a little out of balance, but you do learn to give that benefit of the doubt. You do learn to be don lekavschos. In the Sfarim, it's brought down that by the etzem limud haschos that you give, that gives the koyach, and the ayin toiva gives the koyach, that your wife, her on her own, will be nisayer to transition and transform over time because of your non-judgmental, loving, and caring towards her. And not judging her, not blaming her, but looking at the benefits and the beautiful side of her, even though these weaknesses are there. And we should give each other give each other that ayin taiva. And by us giving our wives the ayin taiva, we ourselves are looked upon as well, mida keneged mida, with an ayin taiva. And that will only bring tremendous brachos and refuos and yeshuas in our own marriages and our work, and everything we do. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should use this kayach, the first tool, which was Hakaras HaTov, the second tool, which you just finished now, of giving the benefit of the doubt, being don lekavschos, appreciating the strengths, giving benefit of the doubt on those weaknesses, and that brings the Shechina in the home, that brings a lot of warmth and kindness and healing into our marriages and into our lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.